All right, here we go. Monday morning match game on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and Joe and Dan Zarrow. We're Chris and the crew. Dan's our PST chief meteorologist. So this is what we do. I don't even know if we're going to top last week.
Last week.
We match each other's answers in like a match game kind of thing.
Last week was impressive.
Oof.
Match game's gotten a new...
The first half of last week was impressive.
Right. Yeah.
And then the second half, we just completely fell apart. Right. But still, we can ride that high.
I'm riding on the high.
Listen, match game's gotten a bit of a new host in recent weeks here on Chris and the Crew.
Yeah,
and maybe that's why. Maybe I'm the reason why.
So the goal is to match each other's answers. You can definitely play along.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a good brain exercise on a Monday morning to get you ready for your day.
Wake up, warm up, welcome to the new week.
Exactly.
All right, you ready?
All right, Joe, I'll get out of here.
We'll ask Dan the first round here, all right? Chris will not hear your answer. She's in our soundproof isolation chamber, Dan.
Also known as right outside the studio.
Also right outside the studio door, yeah. All right, question number one, Dan. The lyric video for Taylor Swift's new song, Wood, just leaked.
Mm.
Apparently, it's 3 minutes of trees swaying and one blurry image of Travis Kelce's blank.
I mean, if you know anything about the song, I feel like there's only one answer here. Wood.
Okay.
Right?
You're not wrong. We're just letting it sit. We don't have to explain ourselves.
Okay, good.
Answers are best left unexplained.
There we go. Okay.
All right, question number two. Philly superstar Kyle Schwarber is reportedly so stressed about tonight's game that he slept with his blank for good luck.
Okay, baseball, how about he slept with his glove for good luck?
His glove. I think little kids do that, don't they, sometimes? Like, you sleep on your mitt to break it.
I could see that, right,
isn't that
exactly
a thing? You sleep on it to break it in? You put it under your mattress?
Oh, I could totally see
that. I remember doing that as a kid. Okay, third one is our super match is always one word, Dan. All right, you ready?
Yep.
Smart blank.
Smart blank. I don't know if I can necessarily channel Chris on this, so I'm just going to go with the first thing that comes to mind. Personal description of myself, smart ass.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dan said it. Wasn't expecting you.
He went there.
Expecting you to say that, Dan, at all. All right. Chris coming back in here. Wow, Dan, you really.
Two of those from Dan.
What did you bring?
Oh, you'll find out.
Dan surprised me. That's all I'm going to say. I didn't know you. Wow. Okay.
Wow. What are we wowing about?
Well, Chris, you're going to find out in a second. Here we go. You ready?
Okay.
Chris, the first prompt here comes. Mm-hmm. The lyric video for Taylor Swift's new song, Wood, just leaked.
Oh, boy, I'm blushing already.
Apparently, it's 3 minutes of trees swaying and one blurry image of Travis Kelce's blank.
Oh, well, we know what this is about. It's about... But what is Dan going to say for this?
Taylor says it's a love song, Chris.
Yes,
that's what it is.
Yes. I love how in the movie, she, at the end of the description of this song, gives you a little, like, this wink. Isn't really the truth, but wink, wink, wink. What am I going to say? I have two answers here.
Blurry image of Travis Kelce's blank.
I'm just saying it. Package. Have his package. You know what I'm talking about.
I'm not going to call it a match.
No, what did you say?
Dan took it so literally. I'm not calling it a match.
What?
I'm not.
I said wood.
I'm not calling it a match. I'm not. Dan meant his wood shop, not his actual package, I don't think.
Did you mean his package, Dan? What did you mean?
Of course I did.
Of course he did. He was saying it the squeaky clean way.
I was about to throw something. Now, I'm curious what your other answer was.
I was going to say football, but meaning his football.
See, that would be funny, though, because you show a blurred image, you don't know what it is. Ooh, that's a football right there.
Yeah, like his blood.
I just wanted to watch you guys debate that.
The way you
that.
Say it. Football.
Okay.
Anyway. But, okay, see, we're off to a good
start.
I
was giving you credit. I just wanted to watch that happen. Okay, second question. Philly superstar Kyle Schwarber is reportedly so stressed about tonight's game that he slept with his blank for good luck.
God, he struck out a bunch of times this weekend. He slept with his bat. He's a hitter, man.
Yeah,
he's the home run king, the Schwarber bomb.
He is.
Dan said glove.
What did you say? No, not his
glove.
Yeah, but I understood what Dan was going for. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Third and final one here, Chris.
I'll forgive you for that one.
Here we go. Smart blank.
Well, I'm not sure I can say the first thing that came to my mind.
I would say it, but maybe, you know, filter yourself a little bit, woman. We'll give you credit.
Smart. How do I filter myself? It's a short word. Should I spell it? A-S-S?
Okay. Give me one letter, and I was going to say
A.
A. Smart A.
If you were going to say that wasn't a match, because I actually said the word.
Dan said it. If I had pearls, I clutched them for a second. I did not expect somebody to actually say the word on today's game.
I said the word.
I was appalled.
We're going to get an FCC fine for
that. We might.
Hope not.
All right, so we're good. Can you feel it?
Can you?
Monday morning match game on 94.5 PST. Good morning. It's Chris and the crew. Chris, Joe, Dan Zero, our PST chief meteorologist. Doing pretty good. Round one, 2 out of 3. It's usually the second round where we don't do that great.
Where we tank completely.
But you know, you can always play at home, in the car, wherever you are, just by matching our answers.
Are you ready?
Joe's the game show host. Mm-hmm. He like secretly wants to do this in real life, you know.
If any of the networks are looking for a fill-in, they can call me.
I'm telling you, he has this obsession with game shows.
I mean, so do I.
Yeah.
Just for the record.
Dan and I are a duo. We hire us together. Whatever game show.
And I mean, we can interchange host and sidekick. I don't really care.
I'll be anyone's sidekick.
Come on down. Let's do it.
All right. Are you ready? Dan, get out of here.
All right, I'm out of here. Goodbye. All
right. Get yourself out of here.
All right, Chris. One of these, a little sneak peek, involves you.
Oh, jeez.
So here we go. You ready?
Okay, yes.
Question number one, or prompt number one, I should say. Rumors continue to swirl that Teresa Giudice has departed the Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Oh, no.
She was reportedly so mad about being cut from the show that instead of flipping a table, she flipped a blank.
Instead of flipping a table, would she flip her Mercedes?
Mercedes.
I don't know. Is that a good answer? What else would she flip?
I guess she could, if she's superhuman strength, she can pull up
her
car.
Or her husband or something.
No, Mercedes, okay.
Okay.
Question number Mercedes. Two. We all know that Chris Rollins loves watching Hallmark movies.
Oh, I do. My guilty pleasure.
But did you know that her ultimate fantasy is starring in a Hallmark movie titled Love Under the Blank?
Oh. Love Under...
Oh, gosh. I thought immediately there was one where I was like, if I was given this prompt, it would be the first thing I would say.
The Boardwalk?
That's exactly what I would have guessed.
Yeah, that's what came to my mind. I don't
Love
know.
Love Under the Boardwalk. Okay. Chris's Hallmark fantasy. All right. And the third and final one, our
like
super match. Single word. You ready?
Yep.
Deep blank.
Oh. Deep. Well, there's an adult film word that I'm not going to say. Because I don't think Dan will say that. Deep fake. We're hearing a lot about deep fakes.
Sure.
With deepfake. AI and stuff like that.
If Dan goes for that adult word.
He better not.
All right, Dan. Here
that
you go.
That is not his image.
All right.
Hello.
We're already debating.
Dan. I heard some giggling.
Hello,
we're already
Dan.
Debating how adult themed you might be, Dan.
Oh, okay.
You surprised me in round one, so.
Oh, well, then I'll be sure to surprise you in round two.
Don't surprise us.
Here we go, Dan. Here comes your first prompt.
All right.
Rumors continue to swirl that Teresa Giudice has departed the Real Housewives of New Jersey. She was reportedly so mad about being cut from the show that instead of flipping a table, she flipped a blank.
All right, well, I have a problem because I've never seen a single second of The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
But you get the theme,
absolutely.
Right? They're divas.
She infamously flipped a table. You've seen the gifts somewhere.
Okay, 100%. When I think of Real Housewives, I think of them holding, like, gigantic glasses of wine. So can I say glass of wine? Like, that would be a real tragedy, right?
You can say
you
that.
You can say it, but it's not a match.
Oh. It's not a match.
Okay.
Correct answer, or Chris's answer, I should say,
sure.
Was Mercedes.
Flipping her Mercedes. That'd be pretty
dramatic. I didn't realize she was a superhero. Okay.
That's what I found out, Chris, is I didn't know she could flip a car.
Alliteration, people. Alliteration.
Okay.
Fantasy.
All right. Dan number two is about our very own Chris Rollins.
Oh, okay.
You ready?
Didn't you have a question about you last week?
Yes.
So it's my turn.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that Chris Rollins loves watching Hallmark movies, Dan.
That is absolutely the truth.
But did you know that her ultimate fantasy is starring in a Hallmark movie titled Love Under the Blank?
Love Under the Blank.
Oh, I thought you were going
to
say it.
Well... I have to think about this because my first instinct is to go all meta and say, you know, Love Under the Hallmark movie. Not go in there. Not my answer. Don't do it.
Not press the button. You're good.
It's
you're
a good
okay.
thing that's not your answer.
He likes to play tricks on us. I know that Chris Rollins, she loves her job. So I am going to say that the movie is titled Love Under the Microphone.
Do you know, I actually thought of that, but that's not it.
Under the Microphone.
I actually thought about that. I said Boardwalk.
She said Boardwalk. She loves her Jersey Shore, too.
Oh, gosh.
You know the
of
phrase,
course,
under the boardwalk.
She does love her Jersey Shore. Okay.
That actually sounds like a decent Hallmark movie, too.
I might pitch that to them.
There you go.
Third and final one. Maybe a chance at revenge here in this final round.
I hope so.
Supermatch Dan. Deep blank.
Deep blank.
Is he actually thinking?
Let's say, let him talk it out. Oh, I want to hear. I want this is like a real glimpse into our meteorologist's mind right here. Let's hear him talk it out.
Okay. We need something. He's starting to blush.
You are not.
He is not.
Deep doo doo.
Oh. Deep doo-doo.
Well, that is different word, but.
Yeah. That's actually not what I thought of.
That was not the dirty one we were thinking
word.
Of.
I didn't think of that.
Chris said fake. Deep fake.
Deep fake. Yeah. But what I was thinking, it was like the adult.
Okay. I'm going to
action.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we really stunk it up in round two, as usual.
Round two. It must be me.
Or.
Sober. Joe, I know you love that news.
But I have a feeling I know why.
It's Chris and the crew, Chris and Joe. Yeah, they say there's a specific reason why you should be doing it right now. Why the month of October is so important for, I mean, besides the fact that it's cutesy and it rhymes, Sober October. It's because the holidays are coming, like the biggest drinking holidays, right? You're going to be drinking like a fish. And they say now is the time to, I don't know, I saw it in an article. I like the way they said it. It was like to pause and reevaluate your relationship with alcohol.
Makes sense.
Yeah, so figure out maybe why you're drinking, maybe figure out what level you should keep it at, you know what I mean? And then when you hit those, you've already got a good frame of mind when you hit the holidays, you know, all the drinking holidays coming up, which it seems to be, it's constant for like 2 months. Then at least you kind of you're in a better place yourself to kind of know your limits. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
you gonna do it, Joe?
I thought about doing it. I thought about doing it, and it's now the sixth of the month, and I have drank one, two, three. I've drank three of the previous five days of the month. I drank Wednesday. I drank Thursday night at Al's. I drank Sunday, so that's 3 of the 5 days so far.
Can I tell you now that we're actually looking at the calendar? Mm-hmm. I don't think I've had a drop of alcohol yet this month.
So you are sober October.
I think I'm going to try to do this because
it can't be Chris. Can't be Chris on 94.5 PST.
All right, Hannah in New Jersey is standing by. Good morning, Hannah. What are you up to this morning?
Hi, I'm just heading to work.
Heading to work. What do you do?
I work in healthcare.
Okay, you work in healthcare. Meet Chris Rollins. She works in radio.
Hi there. Okay. You have a much more important job than I do, so thank you for what you do.
Of course.
All right. Chris, you make your way out of here.
All right, good luck.
Hannah, you're going to get three questions. Chris won't hear your answers when she comes back. We'll see who gets more right, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Question number one, Hannah. It was all about Taylor Swift over the weekend, and it's rumored that the song Actually Romantic is about another pop star who once went on tour with Taylor and was popular last summer for the album Brat. Who is that?
Charlie XCX.
You want to lock it in?
Yes, lock it in.
We've locked in Charlie XCX. Question number two. Part two of the Wicked movie is now just 45 days away. Name either of the stars of the original Broadway musical.
Ooh.
I'll give you a hint. One of them is now known as a Disney princess.
Yes, I was going to say, it was the girl who plays Elsa. is that Kristen Chenoweth?
No. You want to lock in Kristen Chenoweth? Do you want to lock in Kristen Chenoweth? I would if I was
lock in Kristen Chenoweth.
And the third and final question, the Phillies are back at the bank tonight for game two of their playoff series. Simply, what team are they playing?
Oh, God.
The way you said, oh, God, was so funny to me.
LA, the Dodgers?
Locking it in. All right, can't be Chris this morning. Powered by our friends at Al's Airport and Bar and Grill in Ewing. Al's, it's where the locals go. Live music 6 nights a week. Brunch specials on the weekends. Great food and just great fun. Al's, it's where the locals go. Online, alsairportin.com. Hello, Chris Rollins.
Hey there.
All right, Chris, your quiz is going to start right now. Here we go.
Yep.
Of course, we're all about Taylor over the weekend. And it's rumored that the song Actually Romantic is about another pop star who once went on tour with Taylor and was popular last summer for the album Brat. Who is that?
Yeah, this is kind of crazy. Charlie XCX.
You both said Charlie XCX, and you're both correct. All right, off to a one-to-one tie. Question number two. Chris, part two of the Wicked movie is now just 45 days away.
I know, you're very excited.
Name either of the stars of the original Broadway musical.
Idina Menzel.
You said Idina Menzel. My girl Hannah said Kristen Chenoweth, and you're both correct.
Yeah.
Hannah, it was interesting because you said you were talking out who was Elsa, and it's actually Idina's Elsa, but you still got Kristen, so you got there anyway.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, I don't know what I did there.
It worked. Your process of reasoning worked.
Who cares?
And the third and final question. The Phillies are back at the bank tonight for game two of their playoff series. What team are they playing?
They better win. They better beat the Dodgers.
You both said the L.A. Dodgers, and you're both correct. I think Hannah is just as shocked that she got that right.
Was that a guess? You didn't know that?
We guessed.
Wow. Guess. Of all the teams, that was a really good guess.
Hannah, it was a solid guess. You got all three correct today. It means, once again, you and Chris Rollins have tied. You do not have to give us that phrase of shame. Wins go to the house, so Chris's total will be up to 6 days. But Hannah, no phrase of shame for you. And for playing along today, we got a pair of tickets to see the Jonas Brothers at the Prudential Center for you.
Oh my gosh, so exciting. Thank you so much.
Of course, due to incredible demand, the Jonas Brothers are coming back to New Jersey, bringing the Greetings from Your Hometown tour to the Prudential Center in Newark on November 16th. Tickets on sale right now for everyone else, Ticketmaster.com.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to be Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
So to the surprise of pretty much nobody, Taylor's movie number one over the weekend, the official release party of A Showgirl. We had a screening of it at the Freehold AMC. It was great.
It's a good movie.
I absolutely love seeing the behind the scenes of the making of the Fate of Ophelia video. They kept, you know, showing it throughout the movie. And then Taylor also took us through. It was almost like you were listening to the album, like a listening party. And she took us through each track and told us the inspiration or what it was about or what she wanted us to think that it was about.
Yeah.
We know some of the hidden meanings. But anyway, it was cool. 33 million, the box office here. And then 46 million, you know, global.
And do you know this? I just saw this a second ago. She now matches Prince to become the first artist to have a film, album, and single be number one on the same day at the same
amazing.
Time.
That's pretty amazing. Yeah. So, you know, she released the Fate of Ophelia video, the one that we watched in the movie, Joe. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I know it by heart now because we watched it so many times over in the movie. So she released it, you know, what yesterday was. It was Travis's 36th birthday.
Yeah.
So there's a bunch of references to him in the video. I mean, obviously, the most obvious one is where she gets thrown a football and then she throws it over her shoulder. And, you know, it's funny because they asked her, so what hand do you want it thrown to so you can throw it? She's like, I've never thrown a football before.
Yeah.
Why? You've been dating him for how long? You've never thrown a football?
She did very good at that, though.
She really did.
We didn't see all the outtakes.
So then, you know when she goes into the hotel room, Joe?
Yeah.
That hotel room is number 87 on the door. Some eagle-eyed Swifties found this. And then, you know the scene where she's with all the rest of the showgirls in the red outfits, they've got the mirrors behind them in the dressing room?
Yeah.
There's a black and white picture of Travis on the mirror.
Oh.
Didn't even notice that. Did you?
No, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of references. So
I was too busy trying to learn the dance with my legs.
Yeah. Did you catch Blake Lively's response to Taylor's new album? So does this mean they're not feuding? Does this mean they're okay? So Blake Lively liked Taylor's Instagram post kind of celebrating the release of Life of a Showgirl. A lot of people are saying that squashes the rumors.
Yeah.
That there's no fallout, that everything's okay. I don't want there to be fallout. So I hope everything's okay. So the Farina family Frightmare is back in Hamilton Township. We've got all the details. It's Morrow Drive. Joe, this family convinced all of its neighbors to play along.
Yeah.
So it's like a whole haunted block.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool. I've got the
address.
They
really brought it.
Yeah, and all the details in the PST app. And guess what? Chef Jason is back. He's like a local legend. He's opening a new restaurant in Robbinsville. This coming weekend is grand opening weekend, so grab all the details on the PST app. Right there's the scoop.
All right.
It's Chris and Joe. Good morning. It's 94.5 PST. I really don't want to do valet parking anymore. Anywhere. we happened to be at one over the weekend at a restaurant. And some of these places, Joe, you don't have a choice.
Yeah, that's very true.
I mean, obviously the places that you do have a choice, I just choose not to. Joe thinks I'm being all dramatic and paranoid. There's so many things. I kind of see my car as my personal space. I don't want anybody in there. I don't want anybody in my car. Like, what if they're looking through? I think I have Ferris Bueller in my mind, how they just, you know, take it joyriding. And in my mind, they're copying my key and
you know they're
my
busy
car later. I know.
Parking other cars and picking up other cars throughout the entire night. So you know.
Are they parking it too close to something or someone else?
You know this is their job, right? Like, I would argue.
I do.
I would argue you should trust them more than your teenage daughter who's a new driver using your car.
These are professionals. It's a personal thing to me. I just don't like it. And then how much do you tip them? Like, I have no idea. So I feel like they're talking about me afterwards. Like, I didn't tip enough or, you know what I mean? Like,
I was taught with any bag drop, car drop, anything like that.
Coat check. How much?
You tip on the drop off, not on the pickup.
On the drop off?
That's what I was taught. I'm curious if that's true or not.
So I hand the money when I give them my key?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never done
then
that
Then they
before.
Know you're tipping. Then maybe they're more apt to be a little nice to you. But I think you tip on drop off.
This is what I don't like.
But this stresses her out. She thinks they're copying her key. You're being so paranoid.
Valets really.
What
do
makes you think your car is so much more important to
it's
them
not.
Than every other
it's
car
totally
in the line?
It's not. I don't. It's more the personal space thing for me because I have stuff in. Don't you, Joe? You have tons of stuff in your car.
Sure, the average person does.
I'm not
but
saying
sure.
they're stealing anything. I just feel like it's almost like an invasion of privacy.
I think you're being dramatic about it.
I don't think I'm the only one.
I think you are.
Are you a fan of valet parking, or would you rather nobody get in your car?
It's a simple luxury of life. Makes life easier.
609-24 It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 94.5 PST. We're debating valet parking.
Mm.
I'm not a fan.
Chris is convinced that the valets have formed this secret plan to steal her car and infiltrate her life.
Copy my key. Yep. No, here's the thing, too. The restaurant that we went to, there was like a board, and they had hooks on them. Mm-hmm. And everybody's keys were hanging there on hooks. And there was nobody, Joe, around the box because they were all running for cars. You know what I mean? So anybody, not even them, anybody coming out of the restaurant could have taken any of the keys. I mean, clearly they know what cars go to what keys, right? I mean, you could see them.
It's a system, 19 goes to 19 or
right.
whatever. Yeah.
So they were unattended. I never know how much to tip. And really, honestly, the main thing is I'm like, oh, they're in my car. My car's like my personal space. And I'm just not into people being in my personal space. And again, most of the time it's a choice. The restaurant that we went to, you didn't have a choice because I don't think their parking lot's big enough. So then they shuttle them somewhere else. Mm-hmm. I'm like, where is my car going? I don't like that I don't know where my car is. That's another reason. You know what I mean?
So
you don't know what I mean. He loves it.
I think it's one of life's simple luxuries. One of the questions we had was about tipping. And Allie in Levittown said, it is more common to tip upon retrieval of your car.
Right.
Typically $2 to $5 at this stage. Tipping upon drop off, a lot of people do this as a goodwill gesture, encouraging the valet to take extra care of their vehicle and possibly expedite service. Ugh. It's particularly common in busy and high end establishments, she said.
Yeah, okay. I do get that. But here's the thing, too. Who carries cash anymore?
I know. Mean,
you're at the restaurant.
Like, where's your Venmo?
Exactly.
Where's your Venmo handle, dude?
I'm kind of waiting for that to happen, actually, Joe. Like the QR code to come. I haven't seen that yet. Diane in Chalfont says she's not a fan either. You want to know why? Because she doesn't want people's butt sweat on her leather seats.
You know, especially in the summer, you get some of those guys in and out of there. And look, they're doing physical labor. Some of those valet park, like, you know, they're running end to end of a parking lot and stuff, retrieving cars. Some of those busy restaurants or golf courses or whatever. Ooh,
wait, Joe, what does this mean? Em in Hamilton says, I think valet attendants are bonded What does that mean?
Meaning they're insured.
Oh, insured. Oh, yeah. Okay.
They're definitely insured to be driving your car even for that 1 second. Okay. Now, you would have to really prove it because the second you drive away, you're at anything. Like, you can't claim any damage to your car anymore. But yeah, you would have to inspect your car on the way in and on the way out.
For me, there's just too many things that could go wrong.
But
I'd rather have the convenience of something else.
Have you ever seen what happens in like a parking garage, Chris? There is some sketchy stuff that goes, and that would be the alternative. Could be you could park in a parking garage. Ugh. And some of them are sketchy. Just saying.
I think,
right?
I don't want to mock anybody who's a really good valet attendant, but I think it just needs to stop. There's something that life coaches say you should be doing this month. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 8:30. Joe's going to hate this.
I heard a rumor.
Sober October. Meaning, obviously, you go sober or you question, how did they say
your relationship with alcohol, right?
Yeah, you pause and like you reevaluate your relationship with alcohol. Like, why are you drinking it? How much are you drinking? And they say October is the perfect month to do this because think about it. Coming up in like, you know, a month is when holiday parties start, right?
We start going into end of the year festivities.
Yes. There's so many drinking occasions coming up that they say if you prepare now and go into it with like, okay, I'm only going to have two drinks at a party or not drink at all. Or how am I going to do this? If you got a strategy going into it, you won't overindulge. And well, actually you may not drink at all. I mean, we looked at the calendar, Joe and I did. How many times have you drank yet in October? It's October
6th. But there are five full days in the month. I drank three of them.
Three out of five.
Joe. And Saturday I only didn't drink because like I was tired.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
I can honestly tell you I have not had one drop of alcohol in the month of October. Now you know, I've been really trying to lose weight. Mm-hmm. And I don't want the calories because I like the frou-frou-y drinks.
Yeah. Chris ain't just pouring a cup of like vodka and chasing it straight kind of thing. She ain't one of those girls.
She's, I like the drinks that are making, like meals.
Yeah, she's making a full-on commitment to drinking. So yeah, so you are making a choice.
So I'm really trying to drink as little as possible.
Chris is also evaluating her relationship with alcohol and enjoying losing the calories in her day-to-day.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
I think that's the lead runner right now for my favorite song on the new album.
Makes sense.
Yeah, because if you saw the movie, you saw her making the video, like the behind the scenes stuff. And I thought that was so cool. And do you know, if you've watched that video, there are more subtle nods to Trav in there than I realized. And I think a lot of people realized. So she, you know, the obvious one is when they throw her the football in the middle of the video. And then right after that, she goes into a hotel room. And there's a party going on in a hotel room. If you look closely, that room number is 87. And then when she's singing with the showgirls and all the red outfits and the mirrors are behind them in the dressing room, there's a black and white picture of Travis on the mirror. I didn't notice any of these things. And now I have to go back and watch it because now they're probably going to like stick out. You know what I mean? But yeah. So the movie, huge. Number one at the box office over the weekend, 33 million. That was just domestically. Then globally, 46 million. We kind of figured there were movies changing release dates so they wouldn't have to compete with that movie. So did you catch Blake Lively's response to Taylor's new album?
This is good.
This is good. I mean, is there no feud? Maybe they just had a cool off period because of the whole, you know, Justin Baldoni lawsuit thing. So Blake liked Taylor's Instagram post celebrating, you know, the release. It kind of, a lot of people said, okay, well, those rumors are squashed. So now they're saying, okay, well, if the song is not about Blake, then who's the song about? Ruin the Friendship?
Yeah.
Some people are starting to say that Brittany Mahomes, she's not as close to Brittany Mahomes anymore, and that the song Canceled may be about Brittany Mahomes.
I think it is about Brittany Mahomes, and it's basically implying, like, people have canceled Brittany for some, like, political stuff over the time.
Her support of Trump.
And I think Taylor is basically like, I don't see my friends that way is kind of how I hear it, personally. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that one's about her. She says her favorite one on the album, I'm trying to decide what my favorite is. I have a lot of favorites, actually. She says her favorite is Wishlist, which is such a cool
Taylor
song.
Says that. Oh, yeah,
Taylor
yeah.
said that's her favorite song, yeah.
Wishlist is interesting, by the way. I don't want to get too far off track. Wishlist is interesting because it almost implies she wants a suburban life, and it's like, it's a mind shift for me because I've never really thought about this. Since she was 16, Taylor Swift has never known a normal life.
I know. I
Even if she wanted it. Yeah.
Mm. Now that she's met the one, yeah. I think she's starting to crave it. Yeah. So Peaky Blinders is back. Netflix has announced that a sequel series from the OG show's writer and creator, Stephen Knight, is coming. They're not saying when, but it's coming. Remember, tomorrow is the start of Amazon Prime Day. It returns 2-day event starting tomorrow. Yeah, and Target's doing stuff all week. Walmart's doing stuff all week. So if you want to start your holiday shopping, this would probably be a good time. And Chef Jason's back. We love Chef Jason opening a new restaurant in Robbinsville. It's called Porto by Chef Jason. We've got all the details on the PST app. Right there's the scoop. Football, baseball, that we would do our own little mascot trivia game. How about that, Joe? It's Chris
and
the crew.
This is fun.
Yep. 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. So we saw Swoop, right, yesterday. The Philly Fanatic was doing its thing.
Did you see the Fanatic did a Life of a Showgirl dance? Came out there dressed like it. He had some backup dancers with him on Saturday night. He was looking good.
Love that. All right, so you ready? And, of course, you can throw your answers in the 94.5 PST app chat if you'd like. So we're doing food mascot.
Okay, I got you.
A little different mm-hmm. than some could be animals. So yeah. I'm not going to say anything more.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so the first one is I'll give you a clue,
mm-hmm.
and then you have to name the food mascot.
Yep.
Okay? The first one is a white glove with a face. Who helps you stir up one
ding,
pan
ding, ding,
dinner?
Buzzing and hamburger helper.
Yeah.
Now,
what's his name though?
What's his name?
I honestly did not know his name. What is it?
Hammy.
It's Lefty.
Oh, because it's the left glove.
Yeah.
I didn't actually, believe it or not, I never would have gotten there, but I did know that at one time.
I didn't know he had a name.
I just thought he was
a cute little glove. All right, so here's the next one. This one's going to be easy, I think. A striped cat who roars, they're great.
Obviously, Tony the Tiger.
I didn't know if you knew his name. I knew it was Frosted Flakes. Yeah. But, okay, yeah.
Tony the Tiger.
You get a little ding, 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 mm-hmm. ding, ding. Very good.
Yep.
There you go. This one's you got to name three here. I'll see if you can do this.
Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
Oh, God. The three elves and the Rice Krispies.
See? She said you got to name three. I host a lot of trivia. This is trivia gold to me. You could give me this full list.
So, all right, give some to me.
I'm going to give you some. All so right. who is the old timer that was taken off of and put back on the Cracker Barrel? He has a name.
Oh,
I'll give you a hint. Uncle what?
Uncle Milty. I have no idea.
Uncle Herschel.
Oh, really? I never knew that.
Uncle Herschel.
Huh.
Well, who's the tropical bird who says follow your nose for Fruit Loops?
Toucan Sam.
She got that one.
She did know that one.
Okay. Let's see. I'll give you one more. All right.
No, I want more.
Okay. Well, what's the name of the giggly doughboy who pops out of the oven in Pillsbury ads?
Wait, but does he have a name other than just the Pillsbury doughboy?
There's two words ahead of that name. Yeah.
There is?
I've never heard of these two words.
I don't know.
Poppin' Fresh.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that was a part of the title.
I gotta
say,
I didn't quite expect
that.
One more bonus one. Your redemption round, Chris. Who's the tall green giant who bellows ho, ho, ho over bags of green giant vegetables?
The Jolly Green Giant.
She ended getting it correct. Very good. I was impressed with you on that.